And try our best whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name comes, his title, to read durood with our lips moving and our tongue moving, inshallah. Quietly to ourselves, but let our lips and our tongue be moving, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi'il khalqi min adami. ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم صدق الله المولانا العظيم الحمد لله we are gathered here only Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam that we have got this Islahi Jalsa and the very name we all have come we heard about it we were invited And for our Islah, we have come. We all have come, mashallah, from different parts of the country. And Allah's fadl and karam, so many people from out of the country, different parts of the world, they came to know. They also concerned of the Islah. And for the Islah, they have come. Ulama, who are serving deen in various places, have also come. So Allah make our niyat be for our Islah. Refresh it all the time in our mind, not just to listen to bayans, not just to be present here, which is all very good and objectives also, but really that our Islah takes place. For that, alhamdulillah, we have been hearing all with regard to our aqaid, how important, and that is the main Islah, our aqaid, our beliefs in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in these present days, with fitna so abounding so much, we should try and read a minimum. Try and read our five kalimas, our imani mufassal, imani mujmal, every day, every night, or at least the fifth kalima. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lamu bi, wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lamu bi. تبت عنه وتبرأت من الكفر والشرك والمعاصي كلها أسلمت وآمنت وأقول لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله Refresh our iman. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام said جددوا إيمانكم Refresh your iman. Sahaba asked how? He said بقول لا إله إلا الله Read, if we read 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, on the day of Qiyamah, our faces will come with shining like the full moon. Just by reading 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, the scale on the day of Qiyamah, the two pens, if all the seven earths and the seven skies, seven earths are placed in one pen of the scale. How heavy won't that be? But La ilaha illallah is placed in the other pen, it will outweigh the seven heavens and the seven earths. Make shukr that we Allah made La ilaha illallah easy on our tongue. And consider how much do we read it. In a day, how many of us even read once La ilaha illallah? Allah give us tawfiq. the seven earth and the seven skies can make a solid ring around La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, will pass it all and go to Allah. So powerful. So Iman Allah Ta'ala has given us. So you look after it. And then in Iman Mujmal, read that also. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi wa arkanihi. Refresh our Iman every day. Allah give us all tawfiq, keep us all with Iman, and when He takes us on our time, take us with Iman, Iman-e Kamil, inshallah. Then our aqaid, and these have been also discussed, our ibadat, these also have been discussed. Very, very important to correct and to see that we are doing the proper ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Then mu'amalat, our financial matters, business dealings, all financial matters, that also must be correct. Our estates must be wound up correctly also. All those matters, and the mashallah, privilege being discussed, try and come and spend Ramadan with us here also. Then all these five things are full in detail. There are kitabs prepared. Try and get the kitabs also. And in Ramadan, all this is read out in detail. So try and spend Ramadan also here. Try and make our holidays, we take our holidays in the month of Ramadan and make them holy days. So we 3 weeks, or we have to get leave, take a 1 week unpaid leave. If they give it to us, paid leave, well and good. Otherwise, take it unpaid. But come and try and spend Ramadan here. There are many brothers who spend full 40 days here. They come here when the Madrasa Jalsa takes place, roughly 10 days before Ramadan, from then till Eid time, Eid day, 40 days fully they spend. Allah give us all tawfiq. So our mu'amalat, then our mu'asharat, which are also very, very important. Our social dealings, interaction with one another. All this also, Islam has guided us, and Islam has guarded us from all wrong and evil things. So try, we must correct that also. Then our akhlaq, our character. What our character is like. And easy for anyone to get a report of his character, just ask his wife. That's what the character. You're going to ask your own wife, what's my character like? And we will get a good report of it, a correct report. We will get it as it is. She will call a spade a spade. She won't hide anything. She will tell us what we are. Though we're outside, we can act like big buzurgs and sufis, but she will tell us what our character. So these are very important. Together with try to attend the weekly programs on a Tuesday night. Wednesday night it is, the night between Tuesday and Wednesday, we have a program here. And then the monthly majlis try and attend also. And also, not only our these programs, but alhamdulillah, ulama are having programs everywhere. In our towns, our local ulama, and they are having extremely good programs. Take advantage of it. Whether it is the Friday, Juma Bayan, any other Bayan, any occasion, ulama are working, and they are, mashallah, plenty of ulama who are going out of their way to teach deen to the masses. So take advantage of that. Wherever we are with our ulama, try and listen to the talks that are given and take the full benefit from there also, inshallah. Then there are kitabs also, to see, make sure, ask our mashayikh, ask our ulama, that whether this kitab of tafsir, Sirat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masail, etc., lot, try and have a system, and we do some ta'aleem also every day. More time than what we spend on the phone, and in fact if we introduce these correct things, the incorrect things will go out. Just for all the messages going on this link, before you know what, you don't know where you are, and you don't know what time of the night it is already, and you have wasted your time, and many times we are going on to haram things, and we don't even think of it. At that time such a veil is put over us, that we don't realize that now I'm looking at, what am I looking at? Try and do the right thing, kitabs also. In this way, try and make our islah all the time. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. With regard to our islah, one thing which we all
and this is across the board. Unfortunately, it can be who. We are all guilty of this and very guilty of it. With regard to Adhan, there are three major aspects with regard to Adhan that we are not complying and which we must comply, which is absolutely essential. First, the respect of the Adhan. I'm speaking here now, and if all of you start talking amongst yourselves and you're just sitting casually, you're not worried what I'm saying, how will I feel? The father in the house, the mother in the house is saying something, the teacher in the class, madrasa class, the boss in the job place, he's called a meeting and he's telling what new instructions or whatever, and nobody is listening. Ask ourselves, really, when Adhan goes, it's the caller of Allah, Allah's call, and we're just carrying on as though nothing has happened. Whereas when Adhan takes place, the whole unseen system, Alam-e-Ghayb, goes into a complete different mode. It goes in a complete different mode, but unfortunately we it just means nothing to us. We just carry on talking. How many times we are still laughing and talking loudly with one another in the precincts of the masjid. Allah make me maaf. Many times we are in Jamaat. We are in the masjid, just around the masjid. Adhan is going, no attention for the Adhan. You imagine, Allah is calling out. And with that also one very important thing, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Adhans also must be correct. Hazrat used to stress a lot that at least get our Adhans according to Sunnah. One common thing, there are quite a few points, and try and also find out from the ulama, especially those ulama who were associated with Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and how he had explained, and his students, he trained them, wherever you go, then make effort that Adhans must come correct. One point, Hazrat should say, one common error, whether it's Adhan of Makkah Sharif, Haram Sharif, or Haram of Medina, they also Hazrat wrote to the authorities that the Adhans are incorrect. They are not according to Sunnah. This long pulling of the Adhan. For example, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Pulling it all the time. The name of Allah. Now, Hazrat used to say, if somebody's name is Ismail, for example, and you call him, even with kindness and with good intention, Ismail, how offended he will feel. And in front of people, you are calling him like that. Adhan is called out from the mic on this day. And a sort of a mockery is made of the name of Allah. Then what goodness can we expect of the rest of the our things when we are making a mockery of the name of Allah? Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, these Adhans, especially the Adhans of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, one is the long pulling, and the one is going up and down. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Like that, pulling it like that. And so sad, that Adhan we all enjoy. Oh, what a Adhan today. And that Adhan goes sometimes 5-6 minutes. And then the time for sunnahs, etc., are cut short. Especially in Ramadan, Fajr time, once we had a problem here also. One person giving like a golden voice, golden Adhan, but so long, and 10 minutes is given Fajr time in Ramadan. So hardly time to read your sunnah, even if you want to read it a bit fast. The short you want to read it, that also there isn't. So Adhan is very important. Then the respect of the Adhan, though it is permissible that while Adhan is carrying on, if we are doing some deeni work, Bayan is carrying on, Ustad is giving a sabak, it is permissible. But better is that also stops. And we all listen to the Adhan. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, towards the latter part of his life, his bayans were full of Josh and he was at his height. But then at the end, Adhan should start, he should stop immediately. Hazrat Maulana Bayezid Sahib Pandur Rahmatullah Ali many times used to make Jummah with us here. And he told me also, he says, tell everyone who makes Jummah Bayan, and I'm telling you also, Alhamdulillah, we had a good relationship. When Adhan starts, stop your Bayan. And full stop. Middle, not of the sentence, middle of the word. Stop your bayan just there. Allah scholar is calling out now. Now forget everything else. Now respect the adhan. Unfortunately, we are all guilty of this. That we don't, with this recent riots and looting in Natal, one Malana Asif Saab is here also. He showed us in his Pingo rail, those business premises, that when Adhan went, the order was all business operations come to an end. Back to the masjid. The shops around them got looted. Everything else, but their shops and their businesses were 100% intact. So Adhan, please, if we can, and in our homes also, tell the families also, and the families also, when Adhan goes, now stop all work, first make our namaz finish. The women folk don't have to wait for Jamaat time. We still have to wait, prepare, we make namaz with Jamaat men. But women, let them make the namaz. So, respect of the Adhan. Just one little incident. There are so many incidents. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Damit Barakatum, narrated a few incidents. One of them, a lady in Bombay, who was she did a lot of wrongs, sold herself, the worst guna she was making. But the time of her mort came, she started speaking Arabic. So the house people also got a shock. They knew it's Arabic, but they didn't know what she's saying. So they called the low imam from the masjid, nearby masjid. He came, he heard also she's talking, and pure correct Arabic. And she's got nothing to do with Arabic. An evil woman doing all her evil, terrible sins. And then what she was saying, Hadhani rajulani yakulani li udkhulil jannah. These two men are telling me, enter into Jannah. So he asked him, what kind of a woman was this? Meaning that he knew what kind. So perhaps I had the wrong information. They say, you also know, we also know, the whole community knows what kind of a woman she was. But however, whenever Adhan went, then she should tell all, shh, shh, keep quiet, keep quiet. Adhan is going. So just imagine respect of Adhan, in which we are so neglectful. Allah give us tawfiq. Second, to reply to Adhan, which is a very major thing. We don't reply. Those who do, at the beginning, Adhan will go, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The rest of the Adhan, we don't reply. At the end again, La ilaha illallah. That is not replying to Adhan. The whole Adhan we should reply to. And repeat the words we all, the Muslims all will know. When you say, Hayya ala salah, what must we say? That we all know. But why are we doing it? When the Adhan goes, we are not doing it. So we should reply to Adhan as it is supposed to be. Then read Durood Sharif. Then read the Dua of Wasila. What a great virtue that person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, says, Hallat lahu wasrafa'ati. My intercession, a wajabat lahu, has become compulsory. That person who replies to Adhan, and then he reads the Durood and he reads the Dua. We get the intercession, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will only intercede for the believers on the day of Qiyamah. So that in turn means your maut will have to come on Iman. So one of the 9 prescriptions that Hazrat has given for maut on Iman, one of them is to reply to Adhan. Read the Durood and read the Dua. Our maut is guaranteed on Iman. Allah give us tawfiq. And then to respond to Adhan. After Adhan is gone, then as far as possible, put a stop to everything. Our business, our teaching, our bayan, whatever we are doing, cooking, the woman in the house, whatever, whoever is doing, put a stop. We'll make now prepare. We only get 15 minutes between the beginning of Adhan and the beginning of Namaz. 3 minutes about, and an Adhan should be roughly, some people also give so fast like it is takbir. And how we give iqama, the words one after the other. The Adhan is not iqama. So that the pause should be there so that we can reply. And some give it very long also. About 3 minutes is a good time that Adhan should take. Then we have got 12 minutes left. Most of us, we haven't got wudu. We have to go toilet. In 12 minutes to go toilet, to make wudu, to make your sunnats where they are, especially the sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Difficult in 12 minutes. But immediately respond. It must be seen how many instances are written of Muslims who are working for non-Muslims. In the recent past, in Arab countries, the Arabs were working and their supervisors were non-Muslims. They say, we see these people as soon as Adhan, no matter what their job is, finished. Then they prepare. And how they perform their namaz. Allahu Akbar. When Allama Yusuf Manuri rahmatullah Ali came to South Africa in the 70s, in the 60s, he came, that was the old airport, Jan Smuts Airport, small airport international. We were studying in Mias Farm. We also went to the airport. For us, it was an outing, young boys. And for us, what we knew, who is Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahmatullah Ali, got a chance to drive, to take the vehicle and all the other students. But what we saw there when Maghrib Namaz, and about maybe 100, 150, 200 people, all made Maghrib Namaz there. And what a scene, it had the whole airport, the system of the airport changed also. This is what Adhan is. When Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali Hazraji came, he came about 12, 1 o'clock at night. The airport went into a complete different mode, all welcoming him. And the amount of people at the airport, it was something out of this world. So anyway, Adhan is a great thing. Then to respond to Adhan. Allah give us all tawfiq. The women folks stop all their work and get busy with your Adhan. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then mention one incident. Recently this happened. That with regard to this incident also, there are many lessons for us to learn. There is a place, Qasim is in a province or is it a town? It's in Saudi Arabia, Qasim, which is known for its piety. The place where there are a lot of... And also remember, whether it's Saudi, whether it's Egypt, any other country, Arab country, there are plenty righteous and pious people. Because the people, the Salafis and the modern people, they just make a big noise, so we just paint them all with one brush. But there are a lot of really righteous, pious, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. There are a lot of people. So anyway, one girl by the name of Nof, a young girl, perhaps she didn't still become baligh also, just around there, she had passed away. So the family brought the body to the lady who gives ghusl, a alima, apa, what we will say apa, muallima, and she was in charge of giving ghusl. The mother loved her daughter so much that she was just not separating from her daughter. But this lady had experience, so she spoke her out of it, and she took her into the bathroom where they give the ghusl. When she opened her niqab, she was covered, she got a shock. What radiance, what brilliant light was coming from her face. She says, more bright than the lights of Najaf. Najaf, they have place where bright lights are. Brilliant, brilliance was coming out from her face. She gave the ghusl, finished everything. Then she called the family in. And when the mother saw this, mother was also, all were so happy. What great. And she says, other bodies of this age group also come to me, but different conditions completely. We don't have to speak about all those things. But she was completely different. Anyway, they took her, buried her. After 2 days, the mother phoned her and told her that all her belongings, her inheritance, whatever she possessed, we have packed it and we would like to send it to you, and if you can distribute it to the poor. She said, no problem, I'll do that, send it. They sent 4 cartons. Now these are important points from here. Also she said that when she was giving ghusl, she saw both of the index finger of both hands were up, shahadat. She was in that condition. And the brilliance coming out from her face. So they send her 4 cartons. And the first carton she opened was her cloaks, abayas, etc. And all of them, she said, were loose fitting. And they were not see-through. And they were loose fitting, and they were, as required, long sleeve also. Next box was her dresses. And her dresses also, all with long dresses, properly, loosely, not tight-fitting, and not see-through anything. Third box were with regard to her madrasa, the things. In that there were pens, etc. When they opened that box, there was a miswak also. In that. So she said when she saw this, this muallima, she said, I went and opened my cupboard. And all my tight-fitting cloaks, etc., dresses, and see-through, and short sleeves, and sleeveless, I took it away. I also took it out. Let this girl see what Allah blessed her. From here, there are great lessons for us to learn. What kind of clothes we wear, our woman folk. And here also, who are regarded as pious, but our woman in the house, with their tops and pants, with their jeans, etc., all this tight-fitting. And men in the masjid, we didn't observe the protocols which Allah gave us. Allah's systems work in this way, that now we have to impose, and Allah made it, we impose more the protocols of atheists and scientists and kuffar and governments more than what they required. This is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. When a person comes to the masjid, tight jeans, torn pair of jeans, patched jeans, and his haircut, funny kind of haircut, dyed also funny. There are protocols for the masjid. We can't come like this to the masjid. A wedding nikah is taking place in a masjid. A person comes with a three-piece suit. He comes with a bow tie. He comes with a tie, with a tie pun. We were supposed to stop all this. We were supposed to do nahi anil munkar. Stop all this. We never ever. It doesn't cross our mind also. Allah by punishment put us that we force the terrible Fong Kong protocols of the kuffar and all the wrong things which totally wrong. Allah made us enforce that in our masajid. So it is very important. Our clothing is very important. And this also, many of us, a mufti will also give jawab and answer. In parts of India, the national dress of that province, of that area, is like, for example, the sari. You ask a question, the Hindu woman who wear the sari, you ask a question to the mufti, they will say, as long as her body is covered, it's a national, everyone is wearing that kind of a dress, it doesn't matter. For with regard to shirt and pants, etc., casual dress, what we call, if everyone is wearing it, it's not the distinct clothes of any religious group, it will be alright. But isn't there the aspect, and mustn't this be highlighted, that isn't there the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Aren't we supposed, if we not going to uphold the sunnah, who is going to uphold the sunnah? We also going to just all go on casual dress, body is covered, it's alright, you're wearing denim jeans, thick it is, but it is tight fitting on the body. And how many times this jeans and this kind of clothing, a person goes in ruku and there the whole back opens up. Sometimes right till the cavity and you are the back and you have to see this in the masjid. But it doesn't matter to us at all. We didn't even feel bad about it. And still we don't feel bad. Still it's carrying on. Allah give us tawfiq. So this clothing is very important. And all this is an indication that we are wearing that clothes. Why are we wearing that clothes? It's the style of the kuffar. And not only of the kuffar, the evil people in the kuffar. In the kuffar also there are many people who have modest dressing. The women folk also, the men also, they wear, according to them, modest dressing. But all this kind of dressing, this wild type of dressing, all these brand names, and all this fashionable clothes, etc., that is like the people who are like the low class people. And why do we still want that? Why do me, as an alim, I want my wife to dress like that? Even if it is just at home, and the height of the stupidity, even if it is in the bedroom, she must dress like that, wear high heel shoes like that, and get into bed like that. Where does it make sense? What is this an indication that the love of kufr is still in our heart? Which is a very serious matter. Which not only that particular thing of theirs that we like, that the dressing of theirs. We go on a holiday, why must now all funny kind sunglasses come out? And funny kind of hat. A woman who is making five times namaz, regular with her deen. Now we go for a holiday, now wearing funny kind of sunglasses, and a funny kind of a hat, and leaving her hair loose, and going on the beach like that. Hey, why is this? How is that making the holiday more enjoyable? And when you go to a restaurant, you dress like that. Is that dressing? You go fishing and you wear a three-piece suit. Is that going to impress the fish there? Are you going to catch more fish that you wear a three-piece suit when you go for fishing? Eh? There also, we will follow their way when we go fishing. We'll go cycling. You want to cycle for your exercise, but why must you dress like them? You have to go jogging if you have to. Whereas the real exercise for a man, walk to the masjid. Then the cars come out. The real exercise for a woman, do the housework yourself. One girl became hafiza at home by Appa. Now she's a grown-up lady with children. She came and visit one time, and they were talking. So in the process, she said, all my housework I do myself, which is the correct, what it should be. All our women should be doing the housework themselves. So she said, my friends come and they tell me that why don't you keep a helper, a maid, somebody who will help you with your children with the housework. She says, I'm managing comfortably. What will I do if I'm busy? It keeps me busy. What must I do? They say, you must get a TV and watch TV then. How topsy-turvy our minds are gone. And in earnestness, not being sarcastic or anything, that you must watch TV. How wrong we have gone. Whereas the correct thing is, a woman, her gymming, her jogging, everything Allah has kept in the house. Looking after her, there can be no greater person for a child than the mother. Allah made it from the time the child is conceived in the womb of the mother, within her. When life comes 5 months, the child is being fed by the mother through the umbilical cord. Hey, all that is being done. When the child is born, the child breastfeeds on the mother. After that, after the weaning period, the mother is there. But how we have been made stupid, that our children have been kidnapped from us. And they are put into creches. Once we were driving in Malawi and I was shocked the first time I saw, but now it's common that creche for day-old children. The child is born and hand them over. And the mother must go now to work. You go and work for somebody else, and you, what work you had to do for your child, you go and work in another crèche. And then get paid, so you're very progressive. And your own child, somebody else must look after. And there was one case some years ago, around here, where the child was made to be breastfed from the mother. And the mother, that woman, maid, helper, had AIDS. The child got AIDS. And worse than AIDS, their terrible akhlaq, their beliefs, their atheistic beliefs, their beliefs in Christianity, Trinity, all those things also get transferred into the church. And many of us, we ask then, where did I go wrong? I did my parenting correctly, but we did all the wrong things. Today, unfortunately, it is such that we have a dawat, for example. For ulama are going to eat. That dawat, we are sitting on the floor, so it's sunnah. But for each person, there are 10 utensils. Whereas the correct thing is for 10 people, one utensil. That is the sunnah. And yet we are all happy we are in sunnah. But we are far, far from sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and correct ourselves. So our dressing, our inclination, that, and remember what is going to count by Allah Ta'ala, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in the heart is going to come out. If we got inclinations to kufr, and that's why we love their lifestyle. For example, unfortunately also, many of us very impressed with a white woman. Marrying a white woman is like marrying a whore of Jannah. But just let her dress Islamically, and she looks like our woman. You know difference. With that dress, what is that? And what special things have she got, which other women don't have? All the women, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you see a woman and some thoughts come to you, go immediately to your wife. Because your wife got everything to offer you, what that woman can offer you. And in a halal way, you will get it from. So, what is the reason that today halal is not tasty to us? And haram has become so tasty. The lack of taqwa, lack of connection with Allah, lack of love of Allah Ta'ala, that all the haram things have become very delicious to us. And all the halal things, they don't have namaz, no taste in namaz. And we go on a holiday, namaz is like a burden. And unfortunately also, just mention it also, this thing has become common almost everywhere. And it's also surprising that how the wrong just catches on. We are all, most of us are Ahnaf, there may be Shafis also, maybe a few Malikis also, but most of us are Ahnaf. And the sunnah time for namaz of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam according to us is after a little delay. If there's some occasion, perhaps then you read it overworked, but that is not the norm. Sometimes you have to do it, you do it, whatever the reason might be, but the norm, but this has become the norm, Fajr also overworked. And Isha also overworked. It is like as though it's a burden on our head. We just want to get done with it. Just remove it. Whereas namaz is such a thing that you look forward to it. Eid namaz, no Ishraq namaz on Eid day. Not in the Eidgah, not at home. Because a great namaz is coming. That anticipation of that namaz. Look forward to that namaz. So don't make nafal namazes. So namaz, all namazes should be such that we have that anticipation. Not just that we overwork, we just want to finish it. No, the sunnah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is understood by the great fuqaha that delay it a little, Isha namaz. Fajr also asfar, when the light comes a bit, at that time we should make. But unfortunately, these things just catch on. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So this love of this kufr, so anyway, this girl had all her clothing, loose clothing. And across today, one other thing also which we should mention here, our whole lifestyle has become like the kuffar. And we just Islamicize it. We just baptize it in Islam. Hey, our holidays, they make holidays, we make holidays like them, but what we will do, we'll eat halal, whether now, yesterday, somebody ate pork in that plate, today we'll eat our halal biryani in that plate. And it means nothing to us. Again, when ask the Muftis, the Masalas, that plate is washed, it's clean, it's everything, halal, no problem. But haven't we got a conscience? Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, one beautiful proof of his, of the that TV is haram, he says that on the same screen, the person is reading Quran Sharif now. Now he's giving a bayan, very good bayan, etc. On the same screen now, a naked woman appears. And now all the evils of kufr appear. The example he gives, like you have a guest at your place. And then you feed him with that spoon and that utensil which you give the dog food to eat in. Your dog, you have got a dog for security, and the bowl that you have got in which you give it the food, the spoon that you use, that same, but you wash it clean. And now you, and if this guest knows that this is the bowl and the spoon that they feed the dog with, and now they're giving me that, how will he eat it? And this, yeah, this is only the food, but now Quran, you are getting from that screen on which there was a naked woman. From that screen in which all the other, worse than naked woman, all this LGBT and plus and what all things, all those things on that, and we are consuming it. Allah Ta'ala save us from this. So this love, our whole lifestyle, and we just baptize it, give it an Islamic flavor, then it is alright. So we will eat halal biryani, but in the plate that they ate pork yesterday. We will drink in that utensils in which they drink wine and beer. And today we will have our halal juice in that. And it means nothing to us. And what a sad time has come that today our holidays, a very good holiday, a holiday in which there is no haram, nothing wrong to go to the Kruger National Park, etc. Or any other animal parks in the world, go to the zoo. That is the occasion you're going to visit the animals there. We know it is, the people will go. All came here, that there will be a lot of ulama, talks of deen. So we came here, we'll visit, we'll meet so many ulama, we listen to the bayan. So for that you go. The animals get surprised that ashraful makhlukat. Inna akramakum inda Allah. The ummat is the humankind. The best ashraful makhlukat. They have come to visit us. The animals think we are big buzurgs. that all these people from where they come, from other parts of the world, and they coming, and then you see a monkey, for example. Now you trailing that monkey. And now you are videoing it also. One place, one couple went, and a distinguished couple. And then they went and see the lion. The lioness lied on her side, and she urinated full blast on the wife of that distinguished guest. Whole body with all that urine. It targeted her properly. Allahu Akbar. For this, Ashraf, Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummat Muhammadiyah, and we have to go in, animals are supposed to come and visit us. We are supposed to go and visit Buzurgs. But today we have Allahu Akbar. The dua, which is one dua, Allah give us all tawfiq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam very seldom left out this dua. Mostly he should make this dua. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا وَلَا غَايَةَ رَغْبَتِنَا. Don't make the dunya the object of our life. And when we do that, the connection with the next part, وَلَا تُسَلِّتْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا. If we make dunya our object, Allah will put the non-believers as over our head. They will control us. Muslims are supposed to control the world. Muslims are supposed to show the highways of Jannah to all the people of the world. We are going to visit animals. And we are showing great respect to animals. And today when they find the droppings of some, any droppings, they say it belonged to the dinosaurs and all those old things. And at what prices they pay for it. And today our Muslim people, leaders of the Muslims, they are purchasing the soccer teams. And they, where are we going? In which direction are we going? Allah give us tawfiq and give us guidance. So Allah guide us to righteousness. I've got instructions from home not to speak so long. And it's already, the time is already finished and we haven't started the subject. But anyway, this ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You dislike something, but that is good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And you dislike some things, but they are good for you. This is a system that works. Ajib or gharib, we can't understand. What a beautiful example of this is given, that the child, when it is in the womb of the mother, then it is fed through the umbilical cord and all its impurities. Once life comes, it also has its impurities. It's also disposed through the umbilical cord. It's being nourished through it also, and all its waste is being also expelled from there. And in that it sees my life. When the child is born now, the umbilical cord is cut. Now the child sees my death amongst many reasons why the child cries. Finish, my life has come to an end. From where I was getting all my resources, my life, everything, that has been cut now. And also, that where all my waste and dirt was going away through, that has been blocked. Now I'm going to sit with all the waste and dirt and all my nutrition and what I have to survive on, it's been cut off. But then Allahu Akbar, the child dislikes that. But what Allah Ta'ala, and this is the system of Allah, Allah closes one door to open, not another door, two other doors. Allah closed this door for the child, and Allah opened the two breasts of the mother. The two fountains and rivers of milk, of Jannat Allah speaks of, here for the child, the two fountains and rivers of milk. Much more enjoyable, much more delicious. All who are fathers, or even brothers, perhaps we have seen our sisters or our mother, we were small, and breastfeeding, how the child enjoyed sucking on the breast of the mother. It's a world of its own. The tranquility it finds. And when it goes for the breast of the mother, and how it enjoys, and what Allah puts. So Allah closed one door, Allah opened two doors for the child. And what delicious milk also. And what nutritious milk also. How life, everything is given in that milk. Whether it's for the eyes, for the brain, for the bones, the marrow, for every part of the body, the kidneys, whatever the heart needs, everything Allah has put in there. How kind. So we should not, whenever Allah closes one door, don't think it's the end of my life. Allahu Akbar. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. It seems to be repeated twice, and according to eloquence of speech, repetition is not a good thing. But there is such great wisdom in here that it makes it not being eloquent to super eloquent. That is this ayat with all the discussions around it. For every one problem, Allah opens many doors of openings for that person. Allah closes one door and one problem you have. And Allah has put for you not one solution, thousands of solutions. And in any matter, whether it's our dini matters, whether it's our dunya's matters, whether it is our rozi, whether it's our health, whether it's our domestic problems, one problem comes and the solution Allah has put manifold for it. So that one umbilical cord, Allah cut it off. Allah gave two fountains, two rivers for the child. Then the child drinks on it for about 2 years. And every mother will know, many of us will also know, when the child has to be weaned off and taken off the milk, what a battle it is. How the child just does not want to give up that milk. That milk meant everything. How the child enjoyed that milk. The mother feels so hard. The mother has put not rocks, mountains on her heart to get the child no more to drink milk on her. To wean the child off. And you have to start before the end of the period of the weaning period. And what a job it is. Some children, what tantrums they put. Some even go, they start getting sick also, building up a fever also. Mother feels pity for the child, but the mother has to give it up. So this is also an Allahu Akbar. Allah closed those two nutritious, delicious source of life for the child. It saw again the end of my life as a little child. But then Allah opened four doors for the child. And two doors of vegetation and meat. Vegetation, all the vegetables that we eat, and all the fruit, until it doesn't give up its milk, it can't enjoy the mangoes, and it can't enjoy the bananas, and the pears, and the guavas, and all that, and all the wonderful vegetables, etc. The wheat, our bread, whatever. Today's time, Allah make us maaf, the pizzas, and what? Burgers and all that, without giving up that milk, it will never be able to have this. Or the biryani, and the plow, and the korma, and the pima, and all the delicious things, Allah opened that for it. And another two doors Allah opened of water and milk for the child. Water is a great thing, that for everything of life, Allah made it from water. And the milk has got is a complete meal. It is from milk that we read, Allahumma barik lana fi wa zidna minhu. And in the spiritual realm, it is of ilm, knowledge. That when we have for ilm also, Allah, that oh Allah, Rabbi zidni ilma, increase me in my knowledge. So four doors Allah Ta'ala has opened. Now when this has come, and if the mother was a mu'mina, and she trained the child, and the child had aqli salim, a correct brain, it will take great lessons from here. That Allah closed that one door of that blood of my mother, and then opened two other doors for me, rivers, fountains for me. Allah closed those two doors and Allah opened four great doors for me. And all the enjoyments of this dunya, Allah is blessing me with. If he takes that lesson and becomes a mu'min and believes in Allah as we are supposed to believe in Allah and accept Allah as it is, then Allah Ta'ala makes it that now at the time of his maut, this four doors were closed. And again a person says, my rozi is finished now. Maut has come, I can't eat. My rozi, till your last drop of water, last grain of rice, your last bit of food is not finished, maut can't come to a person. You have to consume everything. But now you build your iman, you have got no fear. Allah closes this four doors and opens eight doors of Jannah for you. And now in Jannah, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you wish for, we will give you. You just desire and it will be there for you. You make ishtiha, just say desire. You ask for something and it is there for you. You wish the mango must come, you won't have to go to the mango. You won't have to go to the shop to buy it. You don't have to worry whether the mango is ripe or not ripe, whether it is rotten or what the quality, etc. Mango will come to you. And you will enjoy, and every fruit, whatever you will eat, yeah, in this world you enjoy a guava, and you're praising it. Oh, what a sweet, how enjoyable, what a wonderful guava. You want to take your next bite, and you see a worm walking. And now you wonder how many worms you have eaten already in the first bite. In Jannat, when you take a bite, a Hurul Ain will come out. Not a worm. And if you have this doubt, this is also how shaitan works. There we get a doubt that how can a Hurul Ain live inside the fruit? How can a guava which we see here, how can the worm live inside that guava? Where is the oxygen going to that worm? What is that? How is that worm living? Here we don't ask questions. There we ask questions. Allah has made it. And there Allahu Akbar. What? فاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. What enjoyments of Jannat, what fruit of Jannat, your choice, what fruit, the flesh of birds, not only your chicken that is fed with all this filth and dirt, but what will be the bird of Jannat, the partridges of Jannat, the manna and salwa which Allah will give there, what won't that be? وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إن شاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين. Plenty of people of the first times, the latter times will get all this Jannat also. إنا أنشأناهن إن شاء. There Allah Ta'ala has graphically explained the figure of the Hurul Ain. Yeah, if we have to explain more, we got limited bathrooms. Everyone will need a ghusl by tomorrow morning. So therefore, we won't go into more detail about that. One place, I've explained it a bit, all complaints came home. What's wrong with Maulana? How can he explain so graphically? But what there you, Allahu Akbar, just to give us an idea, when you see your hoor, for 40 years you will just look in amazement. You'll be shocked. What beauty! Allahu Akbar. When I went and see my wife the first time, I was shocked. I said, me and she? Where? I don't fit here. What a hoor Allah has given me here already. When we'll see in Jannat, Allahu Akbar. 40 years, then that hoor will say, is there only looking, is there nothing else to be done? Allahu Akbar. When you'll hold her, when you'll kiss her, the saliva, one drop of her saliva has to come, the seven oceans of the world will turn sweet. What will be that when your tongue is in her mouth and her tongue is in your mouth? Your lips are on her. What will be the enjoyment? Where are we wasting our time? Allah didn't put us here for all this resorts and going to see animals and living like, dressing like the kuffar and dressing. Today, a dressed chicken is undressed. When you say you aren't a dressed chicken is an undressed, that is what a dressed woman is, an undressed. And that is progress. That is the civilization now. Whereas what Islam has taught us, the value of a woman, what value Allah Ta'ala has given. So Allah Ta'ala has made it that there Allah will open everything. Yeah, in this world, we are looking at the inferior. Everything we look of, we cherish and we desire and we die for the inferior. Allah wants to give us the superior. We're looking at temporary things, everything which is temporary. Allah wants to give us what is permanent. We want to look at all things which are harmful to us. Allah wants to give us that which is unharmful. Totally Allah wants to give us. One king, he had a passion for his hunting. And he should go a lot in hunting. So on one occasion he was going, and always his chief minister was with him. Chief minister had a habit of saying, for whatever happened, that jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is for the best. Just as they started the hunting journey, the king got cut by his elbow, his thumb or somewhere. And just when you get cut, always it burns. and the pain is tense at that time. And then it subsides slowly, slowly. But at that time, so the minister immediately said, "Jo Allah karta hai, so acha karta hai." What Allah, the king got cross. I'm got hurt. It's paining me. And you are saying very good what happened, what Allah did. So he ordered put him in jail. His habit again, "Jo Allah karta hai, so acha karta hai." That I'm going to jail is also for the better. The king anyway went on. He passed his borders and he came to the neighboring countries where there were cannibals, human being eaters who used to eat human beings alive. They caught the king and they were going to eat him alive now. But they also had some masalas rules like we have got for Qurbani. The horns must be right, the tail must be right. So that their rule was also there must be no scar, no cut or anything on the body. When they examined, oh, he had a cut. He's not fit for Qurbani. We can't eat him. So now he realized, "Jo Allah karta, a small cut I suffered, little while I got the pain and death, and now my life got saved. Otherwise they were going to eat me alive, these people." And now happily he came away. He took out the minister from jail. Red carpet treatment. He said that, "Now I understand what you said. But when I sent to you to jail, what was good in that? You spent 3 days in jail. What was good in that?" He said, "Badshah Salamat, you know, we never separate from one another. We are together. Had you not sent me to jail, I should be with you. I should have been caught with you also. You should have gone scot-free because of your cut. But I got no scar on my body. They should eat me up alive. I stayed 3 days in jail and that was better for me." So, "Jo Allah karta hai, so acha karta." We think any difficulty comes in our life, end of the world. Biggest problems came to me. Nobody got problems like me. No, not at all. Allah, whatever. When Allah afflicts us with something, He wants to make us stronger. If a person with iman, look at it all with the light of iman. That if we look at even an illness that we go through, whether we go for medical treatment or we don't go, but an ailment is supposed to make us more connection with Allah. That you gave me, how many people, I was a goner, now with this virus, people who, old people, 90-year-old people, they were on the ventilator. And once you go on the ventilator, hope is lost generally. People won't speak, but in their hearts they feel, now this is the end. But how many people? So this should make our bond stronger with Allah. We go through a financial crisis. Whatever happened there in KZN, all this looting, we're all supposed to learn and bond more with Allah Ta'ala. We go through some marital problems, and it should make us bond more with our wives and our partners. More we should bond with Allah. Whatever difficulties come for a mu'min, and whatever comes to a mu'min good, is for good for him. He makes shukr. Bad, he makes sabr. Difficult conditions, he makes sabr. And that for a mu'min, it's only good, whatever conditions come to him. We all know the Surah Kahf, that about Khizr alayhi salam, Khadir alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam, the three instances. Khadir alayhi salam damaged the ship. He killed that little boy. He put up that wall. Outwardly, it was all the wrong things he did. But when the truth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Allah have mercy on Musa. Had he had patience and not questioned so much, we should have got so much more knowledge of that realm which we haven't got in our Sharia. How Allah's system is working." And that's also very important, especially for the ulama, to know how that unseen system of Allah is working. Allah has opened up many places, men like these three. There are many others also that we take and we explain to build the iman of people. That we must not just look at the outward thing and think that Allah has let us down. That Allah has left us in the lurch. And the kuffar are reigning superior. No. When we understand this, we will understand the inside reasoning. And it will make our iman stronger. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made us that we don't have contact with the world. And gave us, when we break contact with the world and make contact with Allah, that person only knows what enjoyment they get. Now you can't sit and talk with anyone. You are talking to Allah. Now you can't ask anyone. You are asking from Allah. And how Allah Ta'ala gives. Allahu Akbar. Last week or so, we were in Durban. We were in Amzinto. Allah gave Tawfiq. One purple note, 100 rand note I gave somebody. After namaz, Allah gave me 10 in return. At night I gave 4 away. Allah gave me 40 in return. How Allah Ta'ala gives, make our contact with Allah. We will find it difficult to spend time with people and talk with people. Now you'll just be your Quran Sharif, your du'as, your tasbihat, reading Durood Sharif. What joy it will give you. What enjoyment it will give you. Reading Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. What enjoyment it will give you. The food of the people of Jannah Allah is giving us here. Yeah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi is the food of the people of Jannah. We don't get enjoyment because we haven't got that taste. We get enjoyment in today, not only the biryani and that, but in the rotten way of the burgers and of machachos and of Kentucky. And what? Allahu Akbar. One friend of ours, Allah grant him Jannah, he had rodents at home. So he called pest control. They came and while talking, they said they went to one of the famous restaurants in Mayfair, where everyone goes there and it's a big honor. He says the place of eating, spick and span, clean. But he says you open the kitchen and the side of the rodents and all that food which is served to us on the table lying on the floor. And from there, it's just treated terribly. And the people enjoy eating it. Very long ago, Allah make us maaf. We should listen to 702. Allah make us maaf for all our gunas. One time, they interviewed the people who prepared the food in the takeaway. It was just the time after 94, New South Africa. And some people, they were caught on CCTV. And then they were brought to task. And what they were doing... on the burgers, etc., on the rolls and that, they used to take out the gill from their throat, spit on there and rub it on there, and then feed it to... And that was an elite place where mostly white, superior people like used to go there. When they were questioned why you did this, they say the zulm they did to us in the past, we are taking out in this way. Today we eat all that. One lady once in land, it happens also, ladies go on a strike. Saturday night we're not cooking. The kitchen is locked, the keys are thrown away. You people must go and buy and you must feed us. So they went, they bought some pizzas and that. So the one lady sitting with her child next to her, the child said, Ammi, Ammi, what's this here? A whole bunch kuchya of hair in there. The mother just brushed it aside, made her keep quiet. And then after a little while, more bigger. Ammi, what's this here? All of them. Where can they eat that pizza now? And we don't know how much we are eating of those things. Eh? Once South African Airways, when it was a prestigious airline, now it has, where it's gone, Allah only knows where it's gone. Anyway, at that time, and particularly the catering of SAA was superior in the world. It won awards in the world. A stool was found in the food. And then when I asked one travel agent, he told me that with the altitude, the food changes into stool. Well, we don't know. We accept, mashallah, they know more. The scientists and the professionals and all this atheists and this kind. So we are stupid fools. We also accept, yeah, it changes. With the altitude, it becomes this year. And what we are, Allah guide us all. In short, let us, our Islam, change our lives. We've got the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nothing can surpass. Nothing can come near it. Where are we trading that in for the filth and dirt of these people who are animals to the last four? And now that in Afghanistan what's coming out, the zulam, the torture they had done, they are worse than animals in their torture also. In their way of life, their dressing, their code of life, everything of theirs, they are rotten. At this moment as we are speaking, the filth that they have got in their body, they might be smelling very nice with the perfume and all the cosmetics they put in there, but they go to a urinal and they just stand and urinate. And then all that urine, the drops which are in their clothes, they do number two, and then after that, they just polish themselves with that. They don't wash, Muslim washes himself. One person was a radiographer in one of the countries in South America. The only Muslim working on a ship. The other crew members complained that there is somebody who when he uses the toilet, then the toilet is not clean. And what is not clean? There are splashes of water. that they were complaining about. So he understood they telling me at the breakfast table. So he took some condensed milk and he put it on his palm. And then he took a tissue and he wiped it off. So he asked them, is it now clean? So they said, no. He took water and you now, they said, point taken. That with only washing are you clean. And with that they go in the bathtub. And to save water, the whole family uses the same bathtub. And everyone adds a little bit of that in there. And inevitably this goes then through the nose into the body, through the mouth, the ears. And you are soiled with it, your whole body. But now you are clean. After that you just use some perfumes and that is called cleanliness. And then what you must sanitize with alcohol. So you satanize. Hey, with 70% alcohol, it was. And that is what Napaki is going to clean. This is the thinking. Our people's thinking. They think like that, they think like that. But our people's thinking like that. Allah give us hidayat and give us to understand properly. So make our Islam. We have come here and let us become the torch bearers for humanity, for jinn and ins, and show people the true golden path of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have this in ours, this jazba and spirit. أَتْرُكُ السُنَّةِ لِهَاُولَىٰ الْحُمَقَىٰ Must I give up the sunnah of my Nabi for these stupid idiot people? Do I think of them as being very intelligent and very the leaders of the world? And the G7, this summit and that summit and meeting here, they are all worse than animals, those people. In their torturing how they are, in their dressing how they are, in their eating what they are. And we have been given the most. And the third part, they are those animals. And we are not even addressing them. And we here, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we following in that way. If we had no imam to follow, then also we couldn't follow in their way. But we got Sayyidul Anbiya, Sayyidul Rusul, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a mubarak, clear, mubarak way. That is the sunnah. That is what is our Islam. Let each one of us, every facet, every aspect of our lives. A diamond, the more you cut, the more cuts it has got, the more valuable, the more it shines, the more beautiful it is. Bring every sunnah in every facet of our life. And see what diamonds, the diamond of Iman, with the sunnah, the cuts of sunnah in that whole diamond. And see how valuable each one was. Not only by the people of the world, by Allah. And when Allah has given you value, you'll have value by the people of the world. Allah guide us all. And make dua I don't come in trouble when I go home. Eh? And by you people also, don't take me to task. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بعدد كل داء ودواء بعدد كل علة وشفاء اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى له عدد ما تحب وترضى اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh Allah, open the blind eyes of our heart. Open our blind hearts, Oh Allah. The blind eyes of our head and our blindness of our heart, O Allah. Open the ears of our heart. Let us see the truth as truth, O Allah. Let us see this filth and dirt as filth and dirt. Let us live a life so that we can be guided. We can enjoy that spiritual effulgence of sunnah and of your commandments, O Allah. And let us guide our families, the people of our town and the whole world to righteousness, O Allah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh Allah, give all sick people shifa. Who have passed away, granted all jannah, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, remove all our problems, whether they financial problems, whether they domestic problems, whether they have problems of health, etc. Whatever, whoever are in jail and torture cells, remove them from there, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, Oh Allah, grant, remove this virus from the surface of the world. Let all our masjid and dini work be open, especially Haramain Sharifain, O Allah. O Allah, make it very easy for the Taliban. Remove all the obstacles and difficulties in their path. Guide us all to righteousness, O Allah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.